you could only be tuned to WRUV-FM Burlington 90.1 on your radio dial.
WRUV-FM Burlington.
The radio voice of the University of Vermont, your better alternative.
You are listening to 90.1 WRUV-FM Burlington. Thanks, as always, for listening.
I'm Dana Kaplan, Executive Director of Outright Vermont. Listen to LGBTQ plus youth share what it means to them when they experience a sense of belonging and discover that their identity is a superpower.
I've been changed a lot by being in a community of LGBTQ people. I've also learned how to respect different communities. No matter who we are and what we look like, we are all equal.
Visit outrightvt.org to learn more about how LGBTQ plus youth find their people to imagine and realize the world they deserve.
What's up, everybody? That was my transition into talking. My name is DJ Sweet Tea. You are currently listening to Wild Goose Chase, my show, on the radio station 90.1 WRUV-FM Burlington, the radio voice of the University of Vermont, and your better alternative. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you guys have been enjoying what we've been playing so far today. It's been a good one. It's a good day. It's a little cloudy out, but, you know, that's just how it is. And it's a little cold, but it's just that time of year. Just that time of year. Get ready for cloudy and cold for the next, like, 4 months. Which, you know, I really like, probably some of my favorite weather is when it's snowing and sunny out. Or maybe not snowing and sunny, but when there's snow on the ground and it's sunny out. I feel like that always just looks so pretty. And, you know, it doesn't get that way. It gets that way a bit out here. It does. There are always a few days of the year that are just gorgeous like that. And those are the absolute best. Back where I'm in my hometown in Illinois, it doesn't get that way too often. One of my biggest complaints about that place is that it's really not that sunny. Like, I mean, it gets, like, a normal amount of sun, I suppose, but it's, like, it's always cloudy, and especially in the winter. The winter is just cloudy and bad the entire time, and Illinois weather is awful. It is like so humid and hot in the summers, and then it's so like disturbingly cold in the winters. It's really a dismal place to live. But the falls and springs are really, really pretty, and they're perfect temperatures, but they last for like a week, which I guess since I moved to Vermont, it seems to be that that's kind of the place, like kind of the vibe here as well. But I like it. I like the weather here more. I feel like it doesn't get as hot in the summers. It's definitely not as humid, which is like a huge thing. Because the humidity back in Illinois with the I don't know, is it from the lake? Probably from the lake. I imagine that's the only reason that it would be more humid than here. Because, I mean, there's a lake here, but it's not as big as Lake Michigan. But it's a big lake. And we're closer to the ocean over here, so I don't know if that would play some sort of role. I don't really know. I don't really know, guys. But all I know is that I like the weather here more. So we're going to stick with that. Is there anything else I want to say about the weather? Yeah, I do. Well, no, not specifically about the weather. Okay, hold on. Let me restart. I have a couple more things to say about it being a nice day. Later today, I'm going back home. Well, I'm not going back to Illinois, but I'm seeing my immediate family, my nuclear family in Denver. So I'm very excited to go out there and see all of them. And the weather there has been incredibly nice. It's been warmer than it is here and sunnier, which are just two things that are good. So yeah, I'm very excited to head back out there. With that being said, I will not be doing my show next week just because of the... What's up, guys? I won't be doing my show next week just because I'll be back there for Thanksgiving and I won't be back in town yet. But sorry for my pause there. People were waving at me through the window, so I was waving back and I decided to say hi. But yeah, I'm really excited for that. I'm excited to fly. I enjoy flying. I still need to download some stuff. I'm just telling you guys kind of anything that's coming to my mind. I'm really sorry. I had a plan of what I was going to talk about today, but I don't know if I want to talk about it. Over the past, I mean, I'll talk about it a little bit, but I feel like it could be, I'm a little too heated about it. So I think it could, you know, I don't want to get too heated out here. is kind of what I have to say. Hold on. But, I'll talk about it a little bit, just because it's been a big thing going on in my life, and I have a lot of opinions about it. And I need to express it to everybody, I suppose. So I have Crohn's, and I get this medicine delivered in the, like, mail by this, by a specialty pharmacy. And there was a long period of time, where I was unable to get it. And I wasn't really getting any help from the pharmacy in terms of figuring out why I wasn't getting it and in actually getting it, which are two things that I wanted. I was calling them left, right, and center. That's not true. I was calling them a couple times. I wasn't calling them, like, I wasn't, like, berating their lines. And they were just kind of telling me nonsense. And after talking to my doctor and my doctor reaching out to them and all of that business, it kind of found out that there was no real reason for it, that it just kind of got stuck in their system. And so I wasn't able to get it for a while. And that brings me to another thing, which is that I apologize for not being here last week. That was a big part of it. I wasn't feeling very well. Which makes sense because I wasn't able to get the medicine that I need. And so I've just been really frustrated with this whole situation and with my inability to get the medicine that I need for, like, no real reason except for that the pharmacy messed up. And I would understand that if it wasn't, like... multi-billion dollar health conglomerate that controlled the medicine for like millions of people. because that is just not chill. Low-key, that's just not chill. And in looking up online, kind of when as I've been going through this whole process, looking at online what other people have, other people's experiences with the same pharmacy, the same company, it seems to be that this is not not a rare occurrence. That they often have issues with customer service and with getting things to people on time, and that it's very difficult to get resolved, and that nobody really gets any clarity on why things are getting backed up. And that's not acceptable in any business, but I feel like it's especially not acceptable in the healthcare industry. And as a person who is studying, I study biochemistry, which I've talked about before, and I want to go to medical school after I graduate. And as a person that is very interested in this sort of industry and who thinks about this a lot and wants to join this industry and has learned a lot about the healthcare system in the United States, it just really kind of underscores the issues that we have being a public healthcare system. And I was afraid to get into this because I feel like, I mean, maybe not here. Well, okay. Here's my train of thought. Back home in Illinois, I feel like people would think I was ludicrous for bringing this up, for actually being in support of a universal healthcare system in the United States. But I feel like that is a more common opinion here. And I think that is a more common opinion than I might think. You know, in a few classes, in a class back in high school, in my psychology class, and in a healthcare innovation class here at UVM, I've had to watch documentaries and read papers about the privatized healthcare system in the United States. There's one documentary that I watched for both of those classes that was really impactful for me. I need to find it now. Private healthcare documentary. I'm typing it right now. Documentary USA. Sure. Oh, it was definitely this one. Hold on, I'm just double checking. Nope. Oh, maybe it is this one. Oh, yeah, it is this one. The movie's called Sicko. It's a documentary from the 2000s. It's from 2007. It's a political documentary by a dude named Michael Moore about the healthcare system and like the health insurance and pharmaceutical industries. And why this movie has stuck with me for so long is that in the movie, the main guy, whose name I just forgot, Michael something, there's a lot of case studies involved. In that he goes and he talks to people that are having issues with the healthcare system, either with issues with their insurance, or just being a lot of it revolves around insurance companies being evil and people not being able to afford healthcare, which those things go hand in hand because healthcare insurance is so that people can't afford healthcare. That's like their entire kind of point. Their point from their perspective is obviously to make some bread, and their reason for existing in the grand scheme of things is to make it so that people can afford healthcare in the United States. And in this documentary, so many of the people who are followed, whose cases are, documented and followed, so many of them die. And that is just crazy. Like, and I highly recommend you guys watch this movie. I'm going to see if there's a place where you can. Because it's incredible. Okay. I can't find a place. You can... Oh, you might be able to watch it on Apple TV. Or on Netflix. You can find it somewhere. I'm not going to... You can figure it out if you want. But I highly recommend watching this movie. It's really great, and it totally changed my view on healthcare. Especially because I watched it, you know, when I was in high school, and I wasn't really... I didn't really know anything about it, you know? Like, I mean, obviously you hear things about the healthcare system being evil a lot. I feel like that's a sentiment that a lot of people express. But I feel like before I watched this movie, I didn't really, like, I heard that and I understood that that was a thing that people think, but I didn't really understand it, you know? But that movie definitely helped give me a new perspective. And I think that I really want to rewatch that movie, because after this whole situation with my insurance, while it wasn't anything, or no, this wasn't even with my insurance company. This was just an issue, like just a random issue within the pharmaceutical company, that could easily happen anywhere in the world. I'm sure that in countries with universal healthcare systems, there are a lot of issues, like both bureaucratically and just with organizing everything. It's a huge pain. But I do think that it would be better if there was not like 50 specialty pharmacies and it was more centralized. I feel like it could be a more coordinated effort to get things to people. But aside from that, just this situation in general has made me mad at the healthcare system. And I've also... Okay. I have another thing to say. Which is... I'm sure it's surprising to you guys that I have more to say about this. I'm kidding. I'm being sarcastic. I'm really going on about this. But, like... I've been seeing a therapist lately throughout this past... I started seeing her over the summer, and she specializes in, maybe not specializes, but a big part of her, I guess, identity as a therapist is helping patients with chronic illness and helping... people deal with that, because I mean that's its whole own thing. But in talking with her more about it, I've definitely become more in tune with my emotions about it, and I guess it's helped me think about it a lot more, because it wasn't something that I was really given time to think about, I feel like, because I'm just dumping on you guys everything right now. But in high school, I started experiencing like a whole host of symptoms, and then I was diagnosed with Crohn's disease 1 week before I came out here to UVM. And so with that in mind, I kind of had a lot on my plate at that time, because going and moving to college like halfway across the country from your family is its whole own bag of worms and its whole own thing to deal with. And then having to deal with that, the Crohn's diagnosis on top of it, was difficult. But I think that in that time I was very hyper focused on college and on sorting all of that out, which I think is valid of me. I don't think that I made a mistake by doing that. But I mean, like, I was obviously still receiving treatment and making sure I was getting all the right stuff for that, but I didn't really spend a lot of time thinking about it, you know? I was more focused on just the other things that come with being a college student. And so in being able to think about that more, and in with this situation, I feel like it's really helped me to understand the flaws in the healthcare system. I feel like I have a much better idea of what I'm thinking about when I think about the problems with the privatized healthcare system. And I mean, moral of the story is watch Sicko. That documentary is so good. And I think that, I mean, maybe it's because it's a really good documentary, but after that movie, I don't understand how people can be okay with the way that the system is currently operating. Because it is hurting a lot of people, a lot of good people, and a lot of innocent people for the only reason of creating profit for a very small number of individuals. Well, that might not be entirely true for a lot of people, but a lot of people that are awful, a lot of, you know, higher up folks. And this has also been on my mind because, in my biochemistry senior seminar, we had a long discussion yesterday about, gene therapy and specifically like CRISPR-Cas9 gene editing and how that could operate in like a clinical environment, which is a topic that has been explored by a lot of people because it's just an insanely complex topic and something that humans have not had to deal with until this point. It was probably never even a thought. Well, I mean, it was a thought in people's minds, but not this specific technology has enabled people to do, or not necessarily enabled people to do, but it's provided the prospect of being able to do a lot of crazy things that we hadn't even thought were possible before. Like editing people, which is crazy. And I guess the big thing that you hear a lot, and this phrase is so weird to me because it seems like some sort of like slang term, but in every class that I've taken that's had this discussion, which is so many of like my biochem classes and all of my genetics classes, is the term designer babies. You always hear a lot about designer babies, and it's like, what are people talking about? It's like, I feel like there has to be a better word for it. We don't just have to call it designer babies. That seems too unserious for what is essentially like eugenics. It just, I don't know. It's weird to me. But, I've just been thinking about this whole healthcare and, like the intersection between healthcare and politics, I guess has been on my mind a lot lately. So I apologize for going on about it for like 20 minutes on this show, because normally I play music. But those of you who listen to the show, who have listened to the show before, know that, yeah, normally we do listen to music, but also normally like 40 minutes of the show is me rambling about random things. And then 20 minutes is listening to some random records and enjoying those. Normally the topics aren't this involved, though. I feel like this is one that I can kind of go on about forever because there's too many layers. And I know that in the past 20 minutes, I didn't really say anything novel. I didn't really have any groundbreaking ideas. But for those of you who are listening, I hope that this has made you think about it a little bit more. Or something like that. And that you go and watch that movie Sicko, because that thing is crazy good. Yeah, we're going to switch gears into something a little lighter, I suppose. And I'm going to read something to you guys. Yes, I'm going to read something for you guys. Sorry, man. Well, okay, I'm going to play a song. I feel like I can't just change the gears instantly off of that topic. So I'm going to change the gears by playing a song that I've never heard before on a record that I've never spun before. The song is called Crazy, and it is by Lukey D. Who knows what's going on in here? It's definitely a reggae song. It was produced in Kingston, Jamaica. And so we will see how it goes. Crazy by Lukey D. Coming at you live, 90.1 WREV FM Burlington. We're doing it live. I hope you guys enjoy. I will talk to you soon. Currently tuned into WREV 90.1 FM Burlington. You just heard Crazy by Lukey D. That song was lit. I really like that guy's voice, and I feel like the way that his voice sounded. Oh, goodness. Sorry, guys. the way that his voice was like produced over that beat sounded really good. And it was like, it had that classic kind of reggae vibe of not sounding too clean. And kind of having like a bit of a distortion on it, you know? It sounds like an old record, and that is a sound that I really enjoy. I have a brief announcement for you guys. Here we go. Hey, listeners. Wish you could have someone to hold close at night, to give you kisses, a belly to rub. The Humane Society of Chittenden County may just have the special someone that you're looking for. The Humane Society of Chittenden County takes in 1,400 animals annually. Cats, dogs, and small animals. Oh my! Looking to meet that special someone? Your best friend might be waiting for a home. Visit www.hcs... Wait. Okay. I have to restart. I messed up the website. Visit www.hsccvt.org. Again, that's www.hsccvt.org to learn more about how to volunteer, foster, and adopt. This has been a message from your furry friend-loving DJs here at WRUV 90.1 FM Burlington. Yeah, definitely adopt some animals if you feel so inclined. Animals are awesome. So, yeah, shout out to that. I really like this PSA that was written. I feel like the opening part about wish you could have someone to hold close at night to give you kisses and a belly to rub, I feel like that's kind of, I don't know, I like how funny that is. Because you don't know that they're talking about animals yet. But, yeah, really cool stuff. I'm excited to go home and see my dog. His name is Dutch. He's an old English sheepdog. And he's adorable. I would show you guys a picture, but you cannot see me. And you have no way to see me. I mean, unless you come to the booth, like, right now. But, if you do that, I'll show you a picture. So, shout out those of you in the tunnel in the Davis Center, or in Brennan's, if this is playing in Brennan's, or just outside of the booth right here, right now. If you come to the DJ booth in the next, like, 5 minutes, I'll show you a picture of my dog. Yeah, but I'm very excited to see him. I haven't seen him in a while, and he's low-key my bestie. So, very happy about that. Very happy about that. With that being said, this is going to be an abridged version of my show. I don't know if I mentioned that at the beginning, but I have to leave a little bit early to get home and catch a doctor's appointment that I have online. So that's awesome. With that being said, I'm not going to play another song. So for the next, like, 5 minutes, we're going to be winging it and talking about some stuff. What do I have to talk about, though? What are my plans for when I'm in Denver? Good question. I am going to be hanging out with my family. That's a big one. My girlfriend is coming out there, which is very exciting. She's flying out with me. She goes to school here in Vermont as well. And she hasn't met my sister before, which is kind of like a fun thing, you know, that she gets to meet my sister. I remember when I was first meeting her brother, I was very, very nervous. And, she's very, very nervous to meet my sister. We've been dating for a really long time, though. Well, I mean, not like a crazy long time. We've been dating for a little over a year and a half, which is a long time to not have met someone's sister. But, I mean, it's no fault of anybody's. It's just how it's worked. My sister lives in Denver, and it's kind of inconvenient to go out there. And she's always busy, so it's inconvenient for her to come out here. So it's not like it's, like, weird or anything. But, I'm very excited for that to happen. I feel like that'll be fun. They should get along. My sister is very much like myself, except she's a little crazier. So I hope that my girlfriend can deal with that. You know, when I was recently, when I was with my girlfriend, I developed this theory that I will share with you all now. That is that it's really scary to meet your partner's older sibling of the same sex as you. You know what I'm saying? or of the same gender as you. I don't think it particularly, like, you know, but I feel like that is a particularly scary experience. And I say this just because I wasn't all that nervous. I mean, I was nervous, but I wasn't as nervous to meet my girlfriend's older sister. I really don't have a good explanation for this, guys. It's something that I feel in my heart, I think. And I don't think it's entirely true. I'm sure that it's not true. But I figured I'd propose this to you guys and let it marinate. You guys can think about this for a second. If you're meeting, would you be... I'm not going to talk about this anymore. This is like a nonsensical topic. Yeah, that's what I have to say about that. But yeah, I'm excited for my girlfriend to meet my sister. That's what I have to say. And I'm very excited to go out to Denver. I'm going to wrap up the show now. I feel like I would like to get home and have a fair amount of time before my appointment to get everything set up. But thank you so much for tuning in to 90.1 WREV FM Burlington. I know that we didn't listen to a lot of music today. We listened to exactly one song. But I really appreciate you guys listening, because I really love doing this. I love coming on here and talking and saying what's on my mind, and playing cool music when I feel like it. And it's definitely a privilege to be able to do all of this. So big thank you to everybody who listens, to everybody who supports me, and everybody here at WRUV. It's a great community, and I really appreciate having this in my life. I'm thankful for it. I'm thankful for everybody. That is my tie-in from the show to Thanksgiving. Yeah, like I said earlier, I won't be here next week, so don't miss me too much. But the week after that, I will be around, and the week after that as well, during UVM finals week, I will also be around killing it. So definitely tune in then. Until then, I hope that everybody has a great Thanksgiving. Safe travels if you are traveling. Eat some good food, some good Thanksgiving food: turkey, stuffing, cranberry sauce, ham. My favorite is the ham. That is my final opinion to leave you guys with. Have a great day. Please continue tuning into this radio station, which is 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington, the radio voice of the University of Vermont, and your better alternative. I'm DJ Sweet Tea. This is my show, Wild Goose Chase, which occurs on Fridays between 11 a.m. and noon, except for next week and last week. But I've got excuses for both of those, so you can't be mad at me. Yeah, have a great day. Be thankful. I'm thankful for you. I'm thankful for you. Happy Turkey Day, everybody. Have a happy Turkey Day, and I am thankful for you.
I sleep with one eye open, my shoes always on.
Ladies, gentlemen, you really got me looking mad.
I dream to be the joker, my smile is a scar.
Ladies, gentlemen, you really got me looking mad.
Like a Pac-Man, back up, I come back like a Batman. Mic check, I'm a scoop for the madman. Ladies and gentlemen,
you got me looking bad.
Oops, forgot a line on your article. Click on the clickbait, I go viral. Coming up with the bots and the psychos. Ladies and gentlemen,
you got me.
I'm only here for benefits. Yeah, all my friends are counterfeits. My bills are paid, I'm done for it. Just tell me who you wanna get. My wasters won't be getting along.
Maybe I'll change your mind. Maybe I'll change your mind. Maybe Bravery is hard to weigh, forced yourself to see it. I see something in your face. I can almost feel the sting. Instead of mumbling on about the past, knowing you can't change a thing. Sing to me about tomorrow, and you won't have to sing alone. I love you is hard to say. We can both agree that's true. You may not have a lot to say to me. Just one thing I ask of you. Sing to me about tomorrow, and you won't have to sing alone.
From New York to Paraná, Helena to Paraná.